Across Lower Manhattan, in Chinatown, Tribeca, and the Financial District, more than 10,000 small businesses have been struggling since the attack on the World Trade Center. This past week, the first chunk of a $2.7 billion economic recovery package arrived. Some of that money will go to small businesses in the form of cash grants. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, the grants announced so far may not be enough to save many of the shops and restaurants that have been limping along and laying off workers.
More than 5 months after September 11th, the area two blocks south of Ground Zero still looks more like a half-empty industrial section of the Bronx or New Jersey than the financial capital of the world. Trucks constantly haul away rubble, some streets are shut down, and with 100,000 jobs dislocated from the Trade Center and surrounding offices, there are a lot fewer customers for the shops here.
Oh, no, I mean from 7 in the morning till 9, 9:30, we used to be jammed.
Charlie Coletti runs Stanley's Cobbler here. He's the third generation in the family shoeshine and repair shop. His brother's cobbler shop was across the street from the towers and was destroyed when they fell. Together, the brothers employed 14 people. It took them several months to get this one shop back open. But business is so slow, Coletti's losing money even after laying off 11 employees.
I had great people working for me. And you know, after so many years, you grow to become not only be their boss, but be their friend. Like with Armando, I christened Armando's child, you know, his son, he's my godson. There's no work. There's nothing I can do.
Some help is on the way, though. This week, New York's top officials announced that part of a much-awaited federal aid package had come through, allowing for a round of grants for small businesses. Governor George Pataki was on hand with the mayor to receive a giant cardboard check for $700 million.
We will be using that to help small businesses, large corporations, not-for-profit groups. We will have grants of up to $300,000 for businesses.
That might sound like a lot of money, but the reality is most small businesses aren't getting anywhere near that much. The grants are equal to 4% or less of a business's annual revenues, the equivalent of about 10 days of business.
So it comes up to about $4,200 that I'm going to be getting.
Charlie Coletti the cobbler was one of the first business owners to sign up for the new grant. He was disappointed to find out that an $1,800 grant that he received back in November will be subtracted from any aid he gets now.
It's frustrating because they deducted what they gave you already. It's crazy. There's so much money. What? I mean, it's a help. I'm not complaining. It's good that we're getting it.
But Coletti says this grant will barely cover his shop's rent for a month. And it's been 5 months now. He's been losing his savings with no clear end in sight. And so he's still afraid he might lose his family business. Like many other shop owners, Coletti's been kept afloat so far by a patchwork of assistance. The Red Cross has helped him pay his home mortgage. He collected insurance on equipment that was destroyed. A nonprofit called Seedco has been the most help, giving him a grant for $10,000. And paying half the salary for one of his longtime employees. Not far away in Chinatown, the road closures and snarled traffic hurt businesses for months after September 11th. An economist with the Asian American Federation estimates that some 40 garment sewing shops have shut down. At a union office in Chinatown, 62-year-old Wai Chun Eng says she and her 30 garment factory co-workers lost their jobs.
I know many co-workers who lost their job after 911. They also lost their health insurance. And for those who are younger, they switch job. They get into other industry. But for people who are old, and it's not very easy for them.
In the past month or so, business has been picking up again for the restaurants, markets, and shops in Chinatown. But preliminary data from a survey done in January suggests that in Chinatown alone, it's likely that at least several thousand workers have lost their jobs, and many times that have had their hours cut back. And without more and continued government aid, outreach workers say many of the more than 10,000 small businesses throughout Lower Manhattan are still at risk. Chris Arnold, NPR News, New York.